Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah. You're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of
you
Browns.
You know why it's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos. Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Good time. Anytime you need a payment. Good time. Anytime you're out for money. Anytime you're out from under.
Not getting hassled. Not getting hustled. Keeping your head over water. Making a way when you can.
Temporary layoffs.
Good times.
Easy credit or rip off.
Good times. Ain't we lucky we got 'em? Watching the asphalt grow, thinking how it all looks hand-me-down.
Good times, yeah, yeah,
good
yeah.
Times. Keeping your head above water, making a wave when you can.
Temporary layoffs,
good times.
Easy credit or rip off,
good times.
Scratching and surviving,
good times.
It's time for the TexasLenny.com Mortgage Show right here from the wonderful studios of the Fan here in downtown Dallas. I'm Kevin Miller of TexasLenny.com here with Inappropriate Uncle Bubba for another weekend of glorious mortgage talk where you get to talk about your home purchase, your home refinance, your home equity loans. You want an FHA loan or a VA loan or a jumbo loan. If you're looking for some kind of a second lien home equity loan on your investment property or your second home, we do those as well. And you can get in touch with us right now. If you can start texting to 214-354-5989, 214-354-5989, we can answer your question right here. Bubba, It's been an interesting week. Yesterday was the big announcement, and people got to pay attention. The Fed said they're going to maybe start lowering rates next month.
Oh, no.
And so people started buying stocks, and they started buying bonds. And so now you're in a situation where you're wondering, you know, when is it time to buy? Right now? Are you going to wait for the rates to drop and your home values to go up, or are you going to buy now?
Well, usually they go up when they lower the rates. Right?
Well, they're doing all the maneuvering now. So when the Fed actually does the lowering of the rates, the mortgage rates actually might go up. So all the movement's going to take place between all the positioning, all the speculation is going to take place between now and when the Fed does initially or eventually start cutting rates more. You're going to see that happening now. And by the time the Fed actually does it, all the money managers have already moved all the money. So time to get going now, right now. Get that
week.
Loan locked. Make sure you get in touch with TexasLenny.com. We'll be happy to help. Bubba,
You've
been on the front lines. Are people pleasantly surprised with the seeing rates right now?
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
They're a little bit better.
Yeah, I mean, but people, I haven't really had people talk about rates and where they are now.
They've
anymore.
Been about the same for about three years, and so everyone kind of just knows where they are.
The normal. It's the new normal now.
Yeah.
You know, which is still lower than, you know.
We do see some scenarios, some specific scenarios where some people buying a home are seeing rates at the very high fives right now.
On
some FHA.
Government loans,
yeah,
yes.
Some FHA loans, very high fives, which is, go out there and smack your neighbor's hand and give them a high five for the high five mortgage rates that we're seeing. So if you're out there buying, if you're thinking about buying, if you're trying to get that home equity rates are a little higher. You're probably add yourself a point and a half onto your home equity rates. Mm-hmm. If you want to get yourself an idea where you're seeing some rates. All these rates come with different PMIs. They all come with different credit score requirements, different equity requirements. Your specific situation, you need to call or text us. You need to text us at 214-354-5989 so we can help you get yourself
home loans
ready.
Are like snowflakes. Everyone is different.
Yes.
There's no doubt.
Yes. Make sure that you are, make sure you're getting in touch with us at TexasLending.com as well. Our loan officers are ready to take your call. They're ready to help you today. And we are seeing the business picking up a little bit. We're seeing home purchases pick up a little bit. People are starting to take action. So it's time for you to take some action and get in touch with us today. So, Bubba, we want to talk about what people need to expect when they're out there buying right now. I'm seeing still buyers getting deals from the sellers. The sellers are paying for discount points. The sellers are buying people's closing costs down.
Paying closing costs. You can get down payment assistance. Somebody that's basically getting into a house for zero down.
They're getting the down payment assistance.
And they're getting their earnest money back.
And so that scenario is going to be
out there.
So that is a down payment assistance program.
Yes.
What kind of down? Tell us about that one.
All right. So 620 credit and above down payment assistance is possible.
Okay.
Which is up to 5%, which is 3.5% for
FHA. The assistance or down payment is up to 5% of the down payment.
That means that pays 1.5% towards your closing costs too. Okay. So, you know,
so if you're getting FHA, it's 3.5% down.
Right. And you can do conventional at 3% down. But you're going to find that FHA rates are going to be better than that 3% conventional and, you know, allow for lower scores to have a better, you know, possibility,
better
rate, better mortgage insurance too.
If you're out there and you may not know what you need to qualify, there's some income requirements depending on the area that you are in. So make sure that you get yourself ready.
A lot more interest in USDA loans. I think since we've kind of expanded a little bit on the advertising, we're getting some of this USDA and other places. People that don't even know what USDA is, I say, well, did you know you're eligible for USDA? And they go, what? What's that?
Now I would say 1% of the population knows that there's a USDA loan.
Well, they think it's their steak.
Yeah.
They just got it at the Menards, you know.
The
Brookshires.
The USDA is that loan for people in rural areas who don't have the big down payments available. And so they have an income requirement, an asset requirement, but you can get a USDA loan at 100% financing. The rates are similar to other VA and FHA rates.
Mm-hmm.
And so you got to find out what you qualify for. If you're in one of those rural areas, we'll take a look for it.
Actually, the upfront mortgage insurance and the monthly mortgage insurance on USDA is cheaper. It's 0.35 a month.
That's the mortgage insurance.
Yes.
Versus if you're looking at FHA,
0.55.
You're looking at different mortgage insurance for all these different loans for your conventional, your VA, your USDA, your FHA. So when you add it all up, you have to say, okay, what's got the best rate and the best mortgage insurance combined with
what's
lowest down payment?
Yeah. And a lot of times, some people they'll qualify for conventional because maybe they can't have their spouse on the loan. Okay, so they have to go conventional because on FHA and government loans they look at your spouse's credit too, even if they're not on the loan. So they look at those debts.
One of the loan programs that's popped up and is being used a lot in marketing by different mortgage organizations, different builders, is the 2-1 buy down, and not many people know how the 2-1 buy down works. And if you ever heard of any of those builders or again those mortgage companies saying, hey, you can get a rate in the threes, you know, something like this,
mm-hmm.
It's a 2-1 buy down that they're talking about. And then you're essentially paying the interest up front to initially buy your rate down. It doesn't help you much in that you're taking all this cash out of your pocket right now to pay for the interest. You're buying your rate down 2% the first year. And so look at your mortgage amount. What is 2% of the entire mortgage? If the mortgage is $500,000, 2% of that is $10,000. So if you're going to be doing a 2-1 buy down and you want your rate to be 2% lower for the first 2 years, you're going to pay $10,000. That's for the that's for the first year buy down. The 2-1 buy down is the second year the rate's only bought down for 1%. So you're, on a $500,000 loan, a 2-1 buy down is going to cost $15,000 out of your pocket now, just for your rate to be lower for the first 2 years of your mortgage. So it's paid up front. It's not free interest. It's not, you're not getting this long-term effect. It might be better off for you if you're going to be doing something like that, just to buy down. If you can see an FHA rate somewhere of the upper fives and you can pay, you buy your rate down a little bit, maybe you can get in the middle fives and with just less money out of pocket to buy your rate down permanently. And that might be a better deal for you. These are things that you can think about. But you know who's here to answer these questions for you? It's us.
Us.
Us. Oosh. We. Oosh. It's we.
It's so, little French mortgage show.
Yes. Inappropriate Uncle Bubba and Kevin Miller here to answer your questions. 214-354-5989. 214-354-5989. Okay. This is a question here. I have six credit card collections on my credit and a 645 score. I make $100K a year and no mortgage. Could I qualify for a home loan? I wonder if they're looking for a home equity or a home purchase loan. No more. They don't have a mortgage. Okay. So they don't have a home.
Yeah, they don't have a house. So they're looking to buy.
Well, if you have a 645 score and those things are in collections, you have a chance of getting yourself into a mortgage. An FHA is probably your best bet. Or if you're in a rural area, potentially a USDA loan. We got to take a look at everything, but you should.
Conventional, though, would probably, the collections are not going to come into play as much. On FHA, if you have collections over $2,000, they make you pay them.
Well, this is news to me, Bella. They, being the underwriters, are making you pay collections that are over $2,000. Yes. I have never heard of this once.
Oh, yeah. It knew it came out, you know, back when you weren't writing loans.
Back when I wasn't writing loans. Well, yeah, that's why you're here, Bubba. So I had never heard that you have to pay off a collection. I assume if they're brand new collections, if they're within the next last year, you got to pay them off. But if they're or 4 or 5 year old collections, I wouldn't think you'd have to pay off those collections.
Those are usually charge offs by now.
That's right. Okay, I'm talking about charge offs.
No, you don't have to pay charge offs.
So. Okay, so we had a misunderstanding between charge offs and collection.
Yeah,
the charge off is when it's
already been written off.
It's already been written off.
Yeah,
that doesn't have to be paid. Now, if you're if it just went into collection, you just got behind on something and now you owe, you know, call it $1,500, $3,000. Right. It just went into collection. Yes, you may need anything in the last year or so, expect that you're going to pay it. If it's a charge off,
right?
If it's charged and it's no longer there, you don't expect to be paying any charge offs.
Yes.
Don't expect that. So don't get yourself deterred.
And don't let anybody talk you into it either.
Now, this person here is texting us back to give us more information regarding their situation. So I'd like to know if those are collections, because with a 645 score, it sounds like those might be charge offs. Why? Yeah. Because if they're recent collections, your score is probably lower.
Yes, I don't.
If you have six loans that are just went into collection, six credit cards that just went into collection, your credit score is probably tanked.
Mm-hmm.
You're probably in the 500s. If they're already charged off and these are a couple years old, you're probably. They just texted back. Yes, Bubba, the collections are charge offs.
Oh, okay.
So this makes more sense. So if you have a 645, and you have charge offs. FHA is a great option for you.
Yep.
And you're going to be just like everybody else. Now, I don't know what else is on there. I don't know if you have any judgments on your credit or anything else.
Mm-hmm.
You're going to be treated just like everyone else trying to get a home loan. The credit algorithm will take a look at you and say, okay, charge offs don't have to be paid. 645 score. You're going to look at your FHA rates there.
What's the income?
They make about $8,300 a month or so.
Okay.
And so for that, you're probably looking around somewhere around $2,700, $2,800 a month for a mortgage payment.
Right around $350 is probably the max house purchase price.
Yeah, somewhere around $350 would be the house. And there's an option for you. So give us a call at TexasLending.com. We'll get you fully pre-approved. It's no cost pre-approval. We will get your loan through an underwriter looking at your credit. We'll make sure that you're ready to go so that when it comes time for that contract, we already have your pre-approval letter in your hand and you can get going. So let's spend some time. Take the next 2 or 3 weeks to get all your stuff together. Our loan officer will help you out.
We'll get you with Stuart Dean at TDT Realtors.
And then
an excellent job, that guy.
And here's the other thing. They can take a look at your situation, and if you want to look at a certain zip code, the realtors can start sending you homes in the neighborhood in the price range that you're thinking about. You can start getting you can start wetting your whistle a little bit when it comes time to get that home, that realtor help and that home loan pre-approved. Okay, we're going to take that break. Keep those questions coming. I see them coming now. So you get in line at 214-354-5989, and we'll get you to the front of the line when we come back after these messages on the TexasLending.com Mortgage Show on 105.3 The Fan.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
We're back answering your questions here in the TexasLending.com Mortgage Show before your sports day starts. This is great information. We already talked about the 2-1 buy-down ideas. We talked about some collection and charge-off situations in your credit. And we were talking about some USDA rural loans. There's all kinds of situations out there. Text us your question with your scenario. We'll just get you going in the right direction. And you might be thinking a year from now, maybe 6 months from now, maybe 2 months from now, and maybe you didn't even know you can qualify right now. We can answer questions about your credit in terms as how they affect your ability to buy a home. Mm-hmm. So make sure you get in touch with us right now. We'll be happy to answer those questions for you. Here comes the next one. This person says they make $60,000 a year.
Okay.
And their credit score is 760. And they just bought a car, but they don't have any down. And they don't have any closing money, and they have a personal loan of $4,000 on the books. Can they get a loan? Well, we'll take a look at how much your car payment is. We'll take a look at how much that $4,000 loan is costing you per month. But at $5,000 of income per month, and when we're talking about income, we're talking about your pre-tax income. We use adjusted gross income on your tax returns after write-offs, but we're taking a look at your income if you're making a W-2 of $60,000 a year. and you might qualify for a payment somewhere around $1,700 a month or so. And so that's what you'd be looking at for a home. But how do you get into that home? With your income, you might qualify for down payment assistance. You might be able to get in with covering the down payment with a down payment assistance. And you need to talk to a loan officer about finding your credentials for that. So make sure you do call TexasLending.com. We'll have Inappropriate Uncle Bubba text you after the show and see if he can help you out. Otherwise, call our office right now at TexasLending.com. Go to our website and get your information in there today. We have loan officers that will be available all day until the end of the day. Isn't it the end of the day on Saturday, 3 o'clock? Isn't that, Bubba, isn't that when the evening starts here?
That's when the new week starts.
Yeah. Make sure you get in touch with us today at TexasLending.com. Okay. 214-354-5989. That's our text line. Text us right now. Next question. Next person says, my wife had a car in collections, and the underwriter said we had to take care of it. It was $3,000, but we'd settled for $1,300 and sent a letter showing it was settled. So they don't have to pay off the full amount. Yeah, you can always call a collection company.
Because
let's say you're a bank and you got $1 million of collections, or let's call it $100,000. And there's a collection company says, hey, we're really good at negotiating with people. So what the banks does is say, the bank says, okay, this is a loss for us. We're going to take the $100,000 loss. They're going to sell the collections for 10 cents in the dollar,
right,
20 cents in the dollar to a collection company. I don't know the amount. I made that up.
Yep.
I'm just saying they're going to sell it at a discount to the collection company. Then the collection company's job is to try to make money off of that by calling you,
bugging you
and saying, I would say if it's a written off, it's probably no more than 10%. That's just my guess. So if someone knows more than that, let me know. I'm just guessing. And then they can say, oh, well, the collection's $3,000. We'll take $1,300. Well, if they only paid 10 cents in the dollar to buy the collection from the bank, then they can negotiate and they can make some money off that. And so, and like we said, if it is a collection and eventually it's just a full write-off, the collection company finds they, too, aren't going to make any money on this thing. It becomes a charge-off. Mm-hmm. And those stay on your credit for a while. But once they're a charge-off, your FHA underwriter is not going to make you pay those things off. So make sure you get in touch with TexasLending.com for more information about how you qualify with different credit scenarios. Credit scenarios at 214-354-5989. 214-354-5989. We're happy to answer your questions for you. Okay. Let's see.
Okay.
I'm looking at the questions that, more questions that we can answer. It says, I'm interested in doing a refinance or home equity loan, Bubba.
Mm.
And we had a similar question like this last week. And they want to do this home equity or a refinance, and they don't know what the minimum score they're going to be able to find. You can get credit scores in the 500s on refis, but you're probably not going to get a better rate than where you are now if your credit's really low. But you can do refinances on FHA. 600 score, 590 score, you can get FHA refinances. And it's
down to 580.
What is in the credit, though?
Yeah.
It's a whole bag, right? There's some people have different things in their credit. Maybe some people just got out of bankruptcy and they have a 590. Mm-hmm. Some people had bad credit 2 years ago and now it's getting better and it's a 590. Some people just went into collections on their credit card and now they're at a 590. 590 is an idea of what you're going to see on the credit report, but it depends on your trajectory.
Yeah.
Are you on the rise with your credit?
Or are you on the down?
Are you, we say it's a snapshot of, you can take an aerial snapshot above two trains, each going in a different direction. But when you take the snapshot, you can't tell which one's going which way. You can just see, that's what a credit score is. It's just a snapshot in time. We have to see which way it's going. And if your scores are getting better, if you're on the rise, on the improvement, that's what lenders want to see. Lenders want to see somebody who has regained the ability to repay. That's why people in bankruptcy can get a home loan. If you're in a Chapter 13 bankruptcy, paying your debts back through the court, and your debts have been paid on time for 12 straight months, and we can document that through the court, then you may qualify now potentially for an FHA loan or a VA loan.
Mm-hmm.
These are possible while you're in a Chapter 13 bankruptcy. And so we need to take a look at your scenario and find out if you've redeveloped your ability to pay your debts. Some of you had the car accident and you had the injury, you couldn't work for a while. Some of you had the divorce. Some of you had another medical condition of some sort. Some of you just got yourself a little over your skis, and now you're reestablishing yourself. And once you've reestablished yourself, you can go out and potentially buy a house. But buying a house is not the end all and be all of happiness in this world. We all rented homes or rented apartments back in the day before we all got our first home. And you might be in that scenario now. And maybe you rent a home, or maybe you rent an apartment, and then eventually you buy a home when you have everything together. That's what we're here for at TexasLending.com. When it comes time for you to want to buy that house, you have a neighbor in your backyard who's been doing this for 25 years. It's TexasLending.com. Get in touch with us now. We'll be happy to help you out. Bob, there's another loan, by the way.
Oh, my gosh.
It's called a cash out refinance. It's called a home equity loan.
Right.
We haven't talked about those yet. So many of you have so many credit cards. $20,000 in credit card debt can be, this one lady, she had 14 credit cards, Bubba. I was talking about a week ago.
Oh, wow.
She had 14 credit cards, and she was paying the minimal payment on every one every month. And some of them she was paying more to try to pay them down. But she had, that's a credit card you have to pay every day. I mean, every other day you have to be paying one of your credit card bills. You have 14 a month you have to catch up with and make sure you see them all in the mail. And I told her, I said, make sure you pay the highest interest rate credit card first. Pay that one down first, the one that has the highest interest rate, because that's accumulating more interest than all the other ones. Mm-hmm. Get that one off your books and then go after the second highest interest rate one. And she had never heard of that before, but she's dealing with a lot. She's got to pay all these credit cards and trying to take care of her family. And so
got the same lady, a lady in Greenville, Texas this week. She's clear to close. She was really, really strapped for, and so she had all this equity in the house, and she never realized how this would alleviate so much pain in her life when she gets rid of $2,000 a month in credit card debt. Well, and that's $2,000 on top of
is
what
that payments?
She's saying. Yes.
Credit card payments.
Yes.
Wow, that $2,000 in credit card payments, that's got to be like $50,000 in credit cards.
It was more than that.
So you have all these credit card payments, $2,000 a month. If you took, let's take $50,000 in credit cards, and you had to pay, let's just say an 8% rate. That gives you an idea, somewhere between 7% and 9%. You can see a lot of these home equity loans between 7% and 9% right now. And if you got an 8% rate on $50,000, that's $4,000 a year of interest.
Mm-hmm.
That's only $333 a month of interest. And so you might pay $500 on a $50,000 a mortgage. You might pay $400 a month towards principal and interest. You might pay $4,000 or $400 a month on $50,000 a credit card. You're paying over $2,000. You're paying $2,000 a month.
Right.
You get that reduced to $400 a month.
Mm-hmm.
All the savings you're going to make, you can then apply towards the debt, because you're paying much lower interest. Instead of it going to interest, it's going towards principal, paying it off faster. That's what we got to do for you.
Yes.
Get in touch with us for your second lien home equity loan. So many of you are doing it. You're keeping your first lien mortgage. You're getting a second lien fixed rate. Or we can refinance the whole package for you, your whole mortgage, and get it all into one and pay off some debts, get some cash in your bank so you stop using the credit cards.
And you can be like that lady in Greenville, jumping up and down in Greenville. You know,
so many people that have that $2,000, $3,000 a month credit card, and all of a sudden it's $400, $500 a month.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
And they go, wow, it's like giving yourself a $20,000 a year raise. And it's after tax money you're saving.
Yeah.
And so, you can go out there and buy two more hamburgers a month with that $1,500 of savings. That's what it feels like.
Two more.
Like.
Yeah. It feels
That's
like
what it feels like. Okay. Yes. Yeah, you know, I need glasses for my glasses. I get the bill at the restaurant, Bubba, and I got my glasses on. I look at it, I go, is that right? I need some glasses to make sure my glasses are seeing right. Make sure you get in touch with TexasLending.com. We'll help you out.
I know. I had lens replacement, and then I'm still going, why do I have to have glasses to look at this stuff small up, close?
I read this week that they've invented a new way. They don't have to use any lasers anymore. It's still in testing. But now they can put a gel on your eyes and just use electric stimulation, and it reshapes your eyes with stimulation.
Oh, wow.
And that's going to be an interesting thing.
Yeah.
And we'll see if that can come out in the next 5 or 10 years. We'll see. If they have to do all this testing, There's only certain things you don't have to test.
Right.
And those are vaccines that come out 2 weeks after the after the disease comes
out. Oh, yeah, let's don't open that can of worms.
Okay. Those worms are already out, Bubba.
Those worms are out in your life.
No, they're all... Everyone got a lot of people were subjected to those worms. Okay. I am a veteran. I make about $94,000 a year. And additionally, $30,000 from a VA.
Wow.
And the credit score is above 766 and 803 for TransUnion for the other two. So 803 for the other two. So their average score is 803. So when we say average, it's if there's three credit scores, we take the middle one. We take the middle of the score. Not everyone knows that. I'm talking to my brother-in-law. He's trying to buy a house right now down in San Antonio, and he doesn't know what credit score they use. I'm explaining it to him. So, it's the middle one. So 803 is their middle one. I have a personal loan of $30,000, and I owe $1,700 on a Rooms to Go credit card.
Ooh.
That has no interest until 2026. Maybe I can put some of my debt on your card. No, I'm kidding. So no interest. My mortgage loan is $300,000. My question is, would I be able to qualify for another VA loan to purchase my second home? Well, if you're on a VA loan now, you're not going to be using your VA loan for your second home. Yep. You can sell your house and get another VA.
Yes.
But you can't have two VA loans open at one time. So you have to sell this one to buy is your second home. So it says, would I qualify for another VA loan to purchase my second home? I'm asking, are you thinking of buying a lake home and keeping your first home or selling it and buying another? But it sounds like you should be able to go out there and get another home. It sounds like you should be able to go out there and get more than $300,000 if that's what you're looking for based on the income you're providing.
Second home only requires 10% down, so just to let you know.
Well, depends on this $30,000 that they get from the VA. Is it taxed? Is it not taxed? You got to take a look and see. Because we can, what we do with that income, that VA income, is, but Bubba, there's disability income, and then there's just retirement income. Does that make sense?
Yep.
And so we got to take a look and see what that income is, because if it's disability, we can round it up, because you're not, because you're not paying taxes on it, so we round it up to an equivalent of as if you were getting an income and getting taxed on it, because you're not getting taxed on your disability. We have to take a look at your scenario. It sounds like you're going to be able to get more home. It sounds like we can help you out at TexasLending.com, because we have great VA rates and we have great VA knowledge with our loan officers. Get in touch with us today, and we'll take a break. Get your questions in now, so after the break, we can answer them. And that number is 214-354-5989. We will answer those questions when we come back on 105.3 The Fan.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
We are back.
We are back
on the TexasLending.com Mortgage Show. And I'm Kevin Miller here with Inappropriate Uncle Bubba, where we've been doing this radio show on 105.3 The Fan since 2011, somewhere around there.
Somewhere.
We're happy to... Bubba is very interested in preseason football. Like, you don't even like the regular season, Bubba. You only like the preseason NFL, right?
Yeah, because I get to see all the guys that aren't going to play all year play.
All right. Well, make sure that you stay tuned for your sports day after the TexasHoney.com mortgage show. But get your questions in now about your mortgage at 214-354-5989. They keep on coming. It's a great day to answer your questions for you. So this next person says, what would be the interest rates to buying a home right now? Their income is $170K a year. And so they make about $14,000 a month. And they have a 760 plus score. So your scores are great. Your income will be enough to afford you somewhere around $4,500 a month of mortgage. Maybe $4,600 or $4,700 a month of mortgage. And so you might be looking at a mortgage of $550,000, $600,000 mortgage. You might be looking at for that. And you're going to find rates at that loan size pretty good. If your loans are over 200, or it's called over 300,000, the rates are the best in that category.
And it depends on how much you're putting down too. I mean, you know, like I said, you actually see better rates when there's mortgage insurance on the you go to 25% down.
We've talked about this before.
It's kind of crazy.
But. Where Fannie Mae in their matrix, in their algorithm, if you put 15% down on the mortgage, you get a better rate than if you put 20% down on the mortgage.
Why?
Because that 15% has mortgage insurance on it. So
correct.
Fannie Mae is covered for some losses there. But if you're putting 20% down and suddenly the home value goes down a little bit or you foreclose, then they don't have any coverage on that thing. I don't know why it all is that way, but it is.
Yeah.
And if you put 20% down, your rate is really is higher than if you put 15% down on an on a conventional loan. It's a weird thing in the system. If enough people made noise about it, then some senator might do something about it and with someone in the House of Representatives and call out HUD for it. Or not HUD, but Fannie Mae for it. All right. This person says, where are rates? We're seeing
rates?
The best rates on FHA in the upper fives right now. We're seeing the best rates on conventional where, Bubba?
Yeah.
In the upper sixes, yes. In the sixes. And that you're talking with no points.
I'm always talking no points, all right?
And so,
I'm a no point guy. I've always been that.
There is no point, Bubba.
Yeah, there's no point to me unless you have to pay points. Sometimes you'll see on non-QM or maybe investment property where you do have to pay points because the yield spread margin is not there for us to do the loan. Or for anybody, actually.
So the best rates you're going to find are in the upper fives for FHA. You're going to find yet your APRs are in the sixes. Conventional rates are in the mid to upper sixes for the best scenarios. And depending on what we call about best scenario, if you're putting 40% down in equity and you have a perfect credit score, your loan size is over $300,000, you can find rates potentially better than that.
Right.
And it depends on everyone's scenario. So... just
and
know
it's the same for investment properties too and second homes. I mean, the pricing adjustments are out. It's basically, you know, the best rate there is.
And if you can get a seller to buy your rate down for you, you use some closing costs to buy your rate down, you can get better deals. And so we need to take a look at your scenario. If you're out there thinking if you want to be very conservative, I would put down a rate, check out rates, use our calculator on our website to run some mortgage payment scenarios. We have calculators there and go in there and put in rates of 6.75 to 7.25 and you can see the payment differential. Mm-hmm. On a $500,000 loan, if you got a loan of $500,000, then a 0.5% differential in rates is going to be a couple hundred dollars a month in payment. So that's what you're going to find with a 0.5% difference in rate. Now, if you look at a 1% difference in rate on a $500,000 loan, it's about $400 a month in interest payments. And so when you are looking at that, just you can do the math. If you can get a 1% better rate, your payment would be about $400 left. If it's getting less, they being the Federal Reserve, is talking about lowering rates in September. The markets are shifting now. The mortgage rates have adjusted. We've seen some good improvements in rates in the last few weeks. If you are thinking of buying, now is a good time to do it before home values. If the rates go down, home values will stabilize and start going back up again. People will start making deals on homes. Make sure you get your deals in now. Start going now. And text us your questions at 214-354-5989. 214-354-5989. Our VA friend texted back and they says they're refinancing their first home. So they have a home of $300,000 and they're thinking of applying for another VA loan.
Oh, they can do that.
They said their VA income is disability, so we can round up their income because they have $30,000 a year of disability income. We round that income up to a higher amount in qualifying people for mortgages. It says the VA, now, you know what's interesting, Bubba, with the Social Security income that people get now not being taxed up to a certain amount, I wonder if mortgage underwriters, this hasn't all started yet, but when people start saying, here's my Social Security income, in the past it was taxed, I wonder if they're going to start rounding up Social Security income because it's not taxed.
Well, if it's all they have, they already rounded up 0.125. So,
make sure
that's the same for VA disability too.
Make sure you get in touch with us. Now I have friends that have a VA loan that say they bought a second home with another VA loan. I'd like to take a look at that scenario. You got to take a look at that scenario. It's designed for you to have one home. Now, here's a scenario where you have a VA loan. If you haven't sold your VA, if you haven't got it sold yet, but you got to move to a new area and you're moving to Austin from Dallas and you have some VA eligibility, you might be able to do something like that.
Commitment.
Yeah.
Yeah.
We will get more information for you veterans on that scenario. Okay. This next question, Bubba, they say they have a home at $510,000. Let's call it $500,000. Mm-hmm. They owe $300,000.
Okay.
And they want to know how much cash they can get out. And they want to pay off some debt. So they have $300,000 that they owe. It's worth $510,000. We're going to call it $500,000.
Kind of score, credit score.
They didn't put their scores. So Let's say you're going to need a 680 score to get the really best deals.
To get the 80%.
And if you want to get 80%, that means, what's 80% of $500,000? It's $400,000.
$400,000.
Let's do the math. You owe $300,000. 80% of $500,000 is $400,000. So you have an extra, you have $100,000 potentially that you could get out depending on your credit score.
Yep.
And so that's your potential for cash out, about $100,000 in your scenario. So I think we've got through of these.
I mean, you could do a second lien, you know, but the numbers are going to be, you know, pretty much the same. Most likely, if you've never done a cash out on that house before.
214-354-5989, 214-354-5989. Text us now. We'll answer your questions here on the show. Be happy to help you out with your home loan. You're trying to get cash out of your home. You may be able to refinance the whole thing into one. We'll call it a cash out refinance or a first lien home equity loan. If your home is paid off, you can do a first lien home equity loan.
Mm-hmm.
And you know, there's different loan programs and there's different markets for this stuff, depending on whether it's a first lien or second lien, different rates, different loan to value requirements, depending on those rates, different appraisal requirements. We can do these cash out. We can do these second lien home equity loans, Bubba, with you get charged $100 and there's no physical appraisal being done. It's just an automated value, right?
Yep.
Automated
as long
value.
As long as it falls into their
matrix,
their AVM matrix that they look at, that they use. I very rarely see an appraisal on those second liens, but I had one this month on one that was very, very tight, and he ended up getting it, which was good, but he had to have the appraised amount because they were giving him like $20,000 less, so he went ahead and got the appraisal because he didn't believe, he wanted to prove a point. So he got it proved.
There are new programs coming for these second loans. We have second lien home equity loans that you can get on your primary residence, your second home. If you're an investor and you have a bunch of properties and you want to get some cash out and buy some more, we have some home equity loans on investment properties that we can do. There's some different income requirements that are coming out. There's more
leniency.
More leniency in the income documentation coming for the second lien cash outs. And people say,
expect rate, though.
Your rates, you're going to be 8 to 10% for a lot of these second loans, depending on your equity scenario, how much cash you're getting out, your credit score. We'll take a look at your scenario and find out where you're going to find yourself on the second liens.
Yes.
Now, here's the thing is, we have people that come up to me, Bubba, and they say, but aren't these second liens going to foreclose? Aren't they all going to foreclose? In the 2008 era, when homes were being done at 100% financing, mm-hmm. and even 120% financing, and there was no equity in the houses, and there was the financial crisis, the second lien lenders got hit hard. Mm. Right now, there's a lot of equity in a lot of homes. The issue on mortgages these days, people say, is there going to be a big collapse? If everyone loses their job and no one can pay for a mortgage, then yeah, there can be a collapse. If everyone loses their job and no one can pay for a mortgage, then they don't pay for their mortgage. And if they can't sell their house because no one can buy, yeah, there can be a collapse. But as long as people are keeping their job, see, the difference now between 2008 and now is we document your income. Mm-hmm. Back then, people were getting home loans without income documentation. There was none.
Yep.
Now it's a requirement that you must document your income. And so
we
can help you take a look at your scenario. And as long as people are paying their mortgages, home values might drop a little bit, but they got a beat on this thing. And they're going to bring rates down in the next few months here. And that's going to keep the housing market nice and smooth for us all. So let's keep that in mind. Get in touch with us with your questions, 214-354-5989. We're going to take a break. We can come back and listen to more of Inappropriate Uncle Bubba and Kevin Miller here on the TexasSunny.com Mortgage Show on 105.3 The Fan. The best thing, Bob, about the first week of NFL football is everyone believes they're going to win the Super Bowl. And then after the first week, only half the teams think they can still win the Super Bowl after the first week. As soon as your team loses, you're like, we're done.
Half the fans.
Yeah. So we'll have to take a look and see how things come this year. But in the meantime, we're talking about your home loans. Get in touch with us. Text us your questions, 214-354-5989. We want to answer your questions here. Get you going in the right direction, and we can do that. Right now, this person, Bubba, they said they make $10,000 a month. And so we immediately, me and Bubba, say, oh, they're probably going to get themselves a payment around $3,000 or $3,300 a month.
Right.
So $3,300 a month is about somewhere around a $400,000 sales price?
Yeah,
somewhere around there,
a little south of that,
depending on your credit score, right?
I got, let's see, I got 1310 is 27.
Huh? They
just
say
depends on the taxes, the insurance.
They say they have a 670 score, and they have this $10,000 a month income. Uh-huh. Is it a good idea? Can I still get a good deal?
Gotta see. Look at your other debts.
Well, with a 670 score, you're going to get a great FHA rate. You're going to qualify for the best FHA rates just like anybody else. I mean, if you have a 670 score or a 740 score, you might qualify for a rate in the upper fives for FHA. There's potential. That's the difference on FHA versus conventional loans. Every 20 points, your credit score drops below 780. Every 20 points, your interest rate gets worse. And so once you're down around 680, 660, 640, as your credit score continues to drop, your rates get worse and worse on conventional. FHA, your rates are pretty much the same for everybody until your scores drop below about 640. Mm-hmm. Then you start seeing substantial differences potentially on your FHA rates. And those are lender dependent.
Yes.
So different lenders will have different hits to the interest rate. Some lenders won't have any hits to the interest rate. When I say hits.
Hits.
Charges to your interest rate for lower credit scores. Mm-hmm. So you can see really great rates with a 670 score on your FHA loan. Your mortgage insurance is going to be less than you're going to find on a conventional loan. And so you might be able to find a home up there somewhere between $370,000 and $400,000 sales price with your income that you're making. And I would think you could probably get closer to $400,000 as rates, especially if the rates continue to slide. They've been sliding a little bit the last few weeks.
Yeah, but you got to shop your tax values too. There's certain cities. I mean, I can't say this enough. Shop the tax values of the cities that you're looking to buy a house in.
Well, we had one show. We need to do that show again. We need to do that discussion because certain districts in Texas, we see tax values of 1.9% of the home value. Some we see 3.1%. There are some tax districts that charge you 3.1% of your home value every year. And so which district are you moving? That's a 1.2% difference, and that's based on the home value, not your mortgage.
You said the 1.9 in San Antonio?
1.9 in Bear County.
In Bear County.
And that's B-E-X-A-R. That's how we spell bear down here in Texas. Oh. And so if you're just new to town.
I had to pause when you said that.
It's So make sure. Oh, no, no, no. Bubba trying to slide in jokes when people are tired and weary from the night before. It's too early.
It's but you know, like Plano is almost, you know, a half point difference than McKinney or Frisco, America.
So depending on what zip code you're in, you're going to find different tax rates. And so your neighbor could find a payment a couple hundred dollars less than your friend just because you moved to a different tax district. A half a percent difference on a $500,000 loan amount is a couple hundred dollars a month. And so, yes, we do have homestead exemptions, and you do get to write off a certain portion of your home value when you're before you pay those taxes. But that tax value is on the remainder, and depending on what county you're in, if you get the right loan program like FHA, which you can find rates about a half percent better or more than conventional loans, you can get better mortgage insurance on FHA. And if you find the right neighborhood with the best tax district tax payments, you can find your payments 1.5% lower than your friend. And you have the same. They're going to say, how do you have a payment $800 less, $800 a month less than mine, and we have the same loan amount? And you said, because one.
Exactly.
I talked to inappropriate Uncle Bubba.
You had a realtor that knew what she or he was doing.
Yeah, and they said, let's look over here across the street. You're paying lower taxes on this property.
Exactly.
And so also, if you're going to do home improvement, some cities, some municipalities give you discounts on your taxes. Let's say you're going to add $100,000 to the value of your house.
Yeah.
Some municipal governments are going to give you a discount on your taxes for up to 10 years. They say, oh, if you do an improvement on your home, we're not going to tax you on that value for up to 10 years. And so you need to know what district that is. You need to know what state, what city that is. Is that?
Yeah.
And
also,
so
if you're doing teardowns, I mean, there's cities that pay you money to tear down the house and rebuild a new one.
Well, they know that later on, rather than having a $300,000 house, if you tear it down and build a $600,000 house, 10 years from now, they're going to be able to tax you on that much higher home value.
Heck yeah.
And they're going to make money on it. So they say, hey, this makes sense for us right now. We'll keep you taxed at that $300,000 amount for 10 years.
Yep.
Otherwise, they're not going to get any more value out of that house. And it's just like these municipal governments, Bubba, who say we're going to redistrict this area and we're going to take down apartments and we're going to rebuild apartments at higher value so they can tax the investor, tax the apartment owner more money. So you see these things all the time. And this is just helpful information for you if you're
driving around.
Or maybe it's just information. If you don't like your neighbor, just start talking about mortgage talk and they'll go walk away. If you're a person at that dinner party and you talk to someone that you don't really have interest, just start talking about mortgages. They'll walk away.
Yeah, they will.
Yeah,
we know all
about it.
Yeah, we're the life of the party all the time.
Bubba's lost some dates to some snoring, by talking about mortgages. Make sure you get in touch with TexasLending.com, though. We really want to help you with your home loan. The least interesting people in the world are your mortgage people. Because all we do is talk about your mortgage all day long. And we think about your mortgage and we think about how we can help you get your loan closed. And some of you are just short of qualifying and we feel bad because we want to help you get a house. But you know what? In the end, we all rent for a while and eventually we buy a house when we're ready. So make sure when you're ready, it's TexasLending.com. Go online to TexasLending.com. Get your information in now. Our loan officers will contact you through the day. And we will text you. We will email you. We will call you and set up appointments. When you're ready to go, we are here for you. And so you can go to our website and do that. And if you're ready to go right now, one of our loan officers is there for you as well. So call us during the week, call us in the weekend, and we'll be happy to help. Hope you all have a great sports weekend. Enjoy your time out in your backyard with your family and friends. And we will see you all next week when we come back here once again for Inappropriate Uncle Bubba. I'm Kevin Miller. See you next week on the TexasLending.com Mortgage Show on 105.3 The Fan.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah. You're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of
you
Browns.
You know why
fans.
It's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos. Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.